Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Well, let's play some music here. Amen.
Trying to cry, but the feeling can't. Thank you.
praise and worship part of the service. Amen. Well, let's get into the message now. Okay, it's called Seeking God Through Scripture. Learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wonders, excellence, and satisfaction we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover all our Heavenly Father longs to give us. May you grow in your pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek His face. The pages of Scripture are filled with declarations of the wonderful, mysterious, powerful, and loving nature of our Heavenly Father. Scripture is one of God's greatest gifts to His people, who so easily forget the labor of love He has undergone to gain restored relationship with us. The Bible is a companion to those who long to seek and find the invisible. God, who so greatly desires to be discovered, let's open our hearts today to Scripture and the Holy Spirit and receive fresh revelation on how God longs to use His Word to guide us as we seek His face. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So Scripture is meant to fill us with life by leading us directly to our Heavenly Father. The power of Scripture lies in the fact that its pages are filled with the words of God, who is still active, powerful, and loving. I went years using Scripture incorrectly. I viewed it as a set of rules I needed to read and try to keep rather than as a guide for experiencing the adventures of communion with my Heavenly Father. I viewed Scripture as a chore rather than the words of God meant specifically for me. I finally came to the realization that if I wanted to read the Bible, my problem wasn't a lack of will, but rather a lack of revelation on God's intention behind authoring the Bible. My problem was that I didn't have an experience of life saved, life lived by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Wherever you are in your understanding of Scripture, know that God has expressed a desire for His Word in store for you today. He longs to fill you with a desire to read the words that will guide you to abundant life. The Holy Spirit longs to speak directly to you through words written thousands of years ago. Our Bible is a powerful miracle safeguarded for the benefit of all who would use it to seek the face of its Creator. May we all have the heart of the psalmist and grow in our love of Scripture and the God who inspired it. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies. For it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my mediation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey into my mouth, for your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. That's Psalms chapter 119, verses 97 to 104. So meditate on the power of Scripture and seeking God. John chapter 15, verse 10 through 11. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. So where do you need the help of Scripture in seeking God? What lie do you believe about the character of God? What thought or perspective is keeping you from pursuing God with all your heart? Scripture is a powerful tool to combat incorrect thinking with God's truth. Ask the Spirit to guide you to a passage of Scripture that will speak directly to your situation. Pay attention for a passage or a book that comes to mind, or search online for key verses. May you have ears to hear the voice of God speaking to you through the pages of Scripture. May your heart become soft and open to God's presence as you come, as you open His Word. And may you experience the delight that comes from the knowledge of God, God's will for you as found in the pages of the Bible. I highly suggest that you read Psalm chapter 19. It'll bring this devotional more delight. Amen. All righty. Now we get into the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living in this life, going down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, or maybe you suffer from depression and anxiety, or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. Okay? If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, the number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key saying that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All right. Let's play some music.
My soul rejoices in my God. My soul. Call you. Thank you. What's up?
How you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
That's good to hear.
Western highly favored.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. I don't want to waste your time. I'm sure Pastor V will have to come on.
No, he doesn't have to come on.
Yeah. Okay. So how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, good. How's Tony?
He's doing okay.
You're not sick. Neither of you sick with the COVID.
No, no. Yeah. So how's your family doing, Doug?
Good. We all got sick. Now we're all not sick. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. We got sick, yeah. But it wasn't like you're going to die sick. But whatever. I'm just listening. You can throw me on mute. No one wants to argue with me or talk or... Hey, that's fine. I'm just keeping going on, man.
I hadn't brought them on yet. By the one, you're the first one I brought on.
All right, well, I'm just going to hang out here then.
Okay. I'm going to bring in the 111. Okay, 111. All right. 111.
Hello. Kenny.
Hello. Douchebag.
Kenny, why do you let your lover talk to me like that? Put your bitch in her place, Kenny. Do it now.
What are you talking?
I saw the letters that Doug wrote to you asking you to be his lover and wanting to fondle your penis, Kenny. I know about it. Everyone knows about it. On the Facebook, Kenny. Wait till it stops.
Go on, that's old news.
I want to ask you a question. Why do you sound differently on my account, okay, than you do on yours?
Because, Kenny, you have a cheap internet, and I have very good Canadian Rogers service. I bet you have that cheap American Spectrum. Right, Kenny?
Okay. Well,
that
still,
is right. Kenny.
You don't sound the same. You don't sound the same.
I don't want to sound the same. Why would I give you my good quality so that you can take credit or so Douglas here can masturbate to my voice? Why would I do that,
that's
Kenny?
Why. You're not Kat.
You are a queer bait.
Kat is
what
way
say?
Worse than you. And he has
Kenny,
bulldog teeth.
Kenny, why is Douglas talking when he should be shushing?
He wants to put in his knowledge.
My two sons. Yeah.
Who wants
my
me to put it in his mullet?
Snaps.
Is that what you said, Kenny? Kenny, let me ask you
what?
This. Is Doug's anus tight or loose?
I wouldn't have no clue.
Kenny, is it loose, yes or no?
I wouldn't have no clue.
Kenny, is a typical man's anus tight or loose? Kenny.
Man, you Canadian guys, I can't even understand you half the time. Like, what the hell?
Let me ask you this. Who is Mother of Special Education, Douglas or Kenny, who wears the harder helmet or the brighter helmet?
Probably be Pastor Kent. Yeah, he's probably in
you dare
over room right
talk
now.
About me, bitch. Dougie.
Okay. Sorry.
Does your helmet have a miner's light? Like Kenny's? Does it, Dougie? Dougie?
No, I don't think so.
Dougie?
Neither of us have helmets.
Dougie?
Mr. Mantle Case.
Dougie?
Are you calling from the rubber room, Mr.
Dougie.
Mantle Case?
Dougie?
Mr. Mantle Case.
Dougie?
Mantle Case?
I want
Mantle Case.
You
Mantle
and
Case.
Me to make a
Mantle
trade.
Case.
I will let you date my sister, Sue, if I can have your wife or your daughter's Facebook account number, Instagram,
sure, fine.
Or Snapchat.
It's 111111.
Dougie, let's make the trade, eh? What do you say? Apples for oranges?
I'm starting to think Canadians are really dumb.
Dougie, I bet your daughter has a better vagina than your wife.
My name's
Which
not
one
so
has the better
that, right?
vagina? It wouldn't matter to me because I am a poonhound. And the loose one, well, that means she has experience. And maybe
no wonder your show
anal.
Got canceled.
And
Pastor
your doctor
Kent.
Might be tight.
She sounds like a fucking
and
idiot.
And I can teach her how
she
to suck
my
edit.
Sorry, I'll settle for you now. Muted.
Dougie, how is your golden retriever doing? Dougie, I bet he runs miles, you know, like Mikey, Miles, Dougie, does the golden retriever have a tighter anus than your daughter and wife? Dougie, answer me the questions that I have set upon you, my son. Dougie. Is Dougie dead, Kenny?
No,
do you think? Do you think Dougie got ahead of him?
I think he just don't. So I can answer that kind of stupid question. For one, I don't have a fucking golden retriever, you fucking idiot. My name ain't Dougie.
Okay, so, Mikey. Mikey.
Okay. Maybe not.
Mikey.
Maybe not Mikey either.
Mikey, does your golden retriever run miles around you, Mikey? Mikey.
Miles?
Miles or kilometers?
Mikey
Should
miles?
I call you Mikey Kilometers or Mikey Miles? What should I call you?
Can I call you Dr. Peter Paul Ventura?
Dougie, do golden retrievers have tighter assholes or vaginas? Which one is it? Inquiring minds want to know, Dougie. Dougie, confess, my son. Dougie.
I see what you did now. You hijacked Ken's show. You made
I did not.
Show.
Is that your way of trying to get Kenny to hang up on me? All you have to do is say, Kenny,
hang up on me
to your leader.
Want.
And he will do it because he wants to insert his penis in your anus. So that is a way for him to pick you up and convince you. But little does Kenny know that you are wet from your anus and you are ready to be penetrated, or vice versa. You, too, can have a circle jerk. What did you think, Dougie? So, are you going to give me the Facebook account handle to your wife and daughter, Dougie? Let's make a trade. You can have my sister Sue.
What? A Sue?
I have a sister named Sue, and you can talk to her.
A Sue?
Oh, you poor, dumb, ignorant, golden retriever, Mikey. Miles.
Yeah.
Miles.
Paul.
Dougie, does your daughter drink loads of your wife's vagina? Because if she can handle this penis, then I would like and love for her to handle some Canadian poutine.
Sick guy, man. You know what sick means?
What do you say, Dougie?
Sick guy. Okay.
Dougie.
That's all.
Dougie. What do you say? Does your anus have the shape of a Kenny's curved cock? Does it, Dougie? Do you shoot rope into a golden retriever's furry anus? What do you say?
Okay, Pastor Kent, the holy guy. Yep.
Is your problem? First, you get mad because no one is there to pay attention to you, and I am solely focused on you and your doctor and your wife and your golden retriever. And now you're upset. You wanted attention, and I'm giving it to
don't
you.
Don't forget to
like,
polar bear.
I gave my penis to
have
your wife and daughter.
I have raccoons, too. Remember? And raccoons.
Do you have raccoons?
Yes, they come home.
That you hunted down with your special helmet?
Polar
with your minor
bears,
helmet light, Dougie?
Yeah, but you know your way with the bulldog teeth first, and you know your way through the mountains.
Does your
penis I carry
give
the
you
minor light.
You take a poop?
Yes.
Dougie, do you get erect?
My name is not Dougie, so.
Okay, Mikey, do you leave your helmet on when you have sex with your wife? I want to know what turns her on. Give me some hints, Dougie.
Which one?
Your daughter wife, or your wife daughter. It doesn't matter.
Doctor?
I will be in chicken.
Doctor? You need to go see your doctors. Is that what you said doctor for? Because you're like, wow, I really need a doctor right now.
Dougie, Mikey, miles, kilometers. What is wrong with you, Dougie?
What? Yeah, you
what
need to see a doctor.
Your doctor's Facebook account. I want to touch her. I want to touch to her. I want to be physical.
I wouldn't do that if I was
physical. Physical.
I wouldn't do that if I was
you. I want
to
be physical. Physical. But let me tell you
whatever you want. Both adults, so.
So, would you rather I enter your wife or your daughter's vagina? Which would you prefer? I'll let you choose, Dougie. Go ahead. Tell me. I will do as you please. Your daughter or your wife's vagina? Which one would you prefer? Which one do you like better?
Oh, come on. See, you're a sicko.
Dougie.
Think about that. Think what you just asked me.
Dougie.
Which one would I prefer?
Who do you wear more lube with? Your tight doctor or your dusty wife? Which one?
What dust? You say dusty?
What yes. Cobwebs even. Spiderwebs.
Okay, Peter Paul Venture, stop with your shenanigans.
What do you say?
Just change to that voice.
Dougie, what is wrong with you? Dougie,
I took too many mushrooms. I had some mushrooms.
Does the carpet
on my pizza
match the drinks, Dougie?
I had some mushrooms on my pizza.
Dougie, does the carpet match the drapes? Well, does it?
Who are you talking about?
Does that make you think of Kenny's cock penis?
No, I think you're just a sicko, man. That's all.
Right. Because your daughter's curtain matches your wife's drapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever.
Is one of them
must
a carpet puncher?
Kind of sick.
Okay,
if I'm sick, you mean good looking?
Yeah.
I am sick.
Thank you, what Dr. Ken, for your sermon. It was very good.
Idiot.
Great sermon, Ken.
Thank you.
No, I meant Kent. I was being sarcastic. I'm sorry, Ken.
What is wrong with you, Dougie?
See, I thought you were having a good conversation. Oh, here we go. Whatever.
I am trying to be civil here, Kenny. You heard me say, hello, Dougie. How are you, Dougie? How is your golden retriever doing, Dougie? But all he does
is
tell
me. It's golden. That's why it's golden.
What is wrong with you, Dougie?
Same thing wrong with you.
Your penis into your dog's anus.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What is wrong with you, Kenny?
I don't want to know
what
your mother does. Don't tell me about your mother.
Kenny, let's take more calls. Dougie is putting us to sleep, and we have ratings we have to worry about.
Amen. Goodbye.
You don't have to put up with this.
Well, anyway, Pastor Kent, I don't worry about ratings, okay? I just worry about just putting the word out. Anyway, I'm going to say good night, guys.
Thanks,
okay?
Ken.
God bless you all, okay? I hope you have a wonderful night. And we'll be back. We'll be back on Saturday. Okay.
Amen.
You have a good one. Okay. God bless everybody.